Hi, this is Jane with the Chelsea Record for December 19th. Save the Harbor is giving out $300,000 for free beach events. Through the Better Beaches program, Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, and the Department of Conservation and Recreation, or DCR, are looking for input from community organizations, local groups, and artists to bring diverse and interesting events to DCR beaches in Nahant, Lynn, Revere, Winthrop, East Boston, South Boston, Dorchester, Quincy, and Hull. Events will be free for community members to attend and should reflect the many interests and identities of the community. Anyone can apply to this grant program, whether they are part of an organization, collective, or a creative individual with a vision for a more diverse and activated waterfront. This grant program is not just about securing funds. It is a way to get involved, bring community to the Boston Harbor beaches, and help shape the future of the waterfront. Grants from $2,500 to $8,500 will be awarded based on a tiered system depending on the number of people the proposed event will serve and the amount of different components involved. The Better Beaches program has funded different types of events, including wellness recreational programs, children's programming, performances to music and cultural events, as long as they involve the community and any one of our region's many beaches. Some examples of previous events that Save the Harbor has funded are Community Care and Wellness Fair with Mutual Aid Eastie, where 200 people, mostly Spanish-speaking East Boston community members, participated in various health and wellness activities like Reiki, massages, and arts and crafts on Constitution Beach in East Boston. Abilities Dance, Boston's dance performance, featured performances from dancers and musicians with disabilities who created beach-inspired choreography and an original score that wowed over 100 attendees on Constitution Beach in East Boston. Namaste Sober Beach Yoga, where over 400 attendees participated in free weekly beach yoga on Revere Beach, especially created with those who are sober and are in recovery in mind. To apply for a grant or ask any questions about the Better Beaches program, please contact Maya Smith at smith@savetheharbor.org and Isabella Carrion at Carrion, which is C-A-R-R-I-O-N, at savetheharbor.org. Applications are due by January 31st, 2026 at 11:59 p.m., after which Save the Harbor's Better Beaches Grants Committee will review the proposals and reach out to selected grantees by March 11th, 2026. We look forward to receiving your ideas on how to make our public beaches accessible and enjoyable spaces for all of our communities. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay is the region's leading voice for clean water and continued public investment in Boston Harbor, the region's public beaches, and the Boston Harbor Islands. Since 1986, our mission has been to restore and protect Boston Harbor, Massachusetts Bay, and the marine environment, and share them with the public for everyone to enjoy. Save the Harbor is committed to making Boston Harbor, the islands, our beaches, and our programs inclusive, equitable, diverse, and accessible to everyone and anyone. We provide free programs, events, and create opportunities for people to experience Boston Harbor and our spectacular urban natural resources firsthand, with an emphasis on breaking down barriers of race, language, income, and ability. City of Chelsea announces holiday season building closures. Chelsea municipal buildings will be closed in observance of the holidays on December 25th and 26th, 2025, and January 1 and 2, 2026, to provide city employees with time to relax, travel, and celebrate with their families. Public safety buildings will remain open. In addition, the following changes in service will be implemented. Curbside trash and recycling collection will not be collected on December 25th or January 1, resulting in a one-day delay in collection for the remainder of each respective week, with Thursday's routes collected on Friday and Friday's routes collected on Saturday. Enforcement of the city's residential parking program will be suspended during the following periods: December 24th at 4 p.m. through December 29th at 12 a.m., and December 31st at 4 p.m. through January 5th at 12 a.m. Parking enforcement for street sweeping will not take place on December 25th and 26th. In addition, street sweeping will be suspended from January 1 to February 28, a suspension that takes place each year. Online services will remain available 24/7. To access those services at any time, visit www.chelseama.gov/online-services. Extending our holiday break gives our dedicated employees more time to enjoy their families and rest this holiday season, said Chelsea City Manager Fidel Maltez. We're also pausing the enforcement of our residential parking program to create a welcoming atmosphere for visitors who will be spending time with our residents during this time. We wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season. Questions about the closures or changes in service can be directed to Chelsea 311 at 617-466-4209 during City Hall business hours. Significant impact. In response to the cancellation of a federal grant, leaders of Chelsea's Housing and Community Development Department delivered testimony to the Joint Committee on Emergency Preparedness and Management and the House Committee on Federal Funding, Policy, and Accountability at the Massachusetts State House on November 20th. The testimony spotlighted the impacts on Chelsea of the federal government's cancellation of the Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities, or BRIC, program. The federal decision included a $50 million award intended to support the Island End River Flood Resilience Project, a long-planned, jointly advanced initiative between Chelsea and Everett. Emily Granoff, Deputy Director of Housing and Community Development, outlined the significance of the project and its role in protecting key community assets. The Island End River Corridor supports thousands of residents and critical regional infrastructure. Today's testimony was an opportunity to walk the legislature through the data, the risks, and the tangible impacts of losing this federal funding, Granoff said. It is important that the committee understands how interconnected this area is with broader regional systems, from food distribution to transportation to health care. The project, now nearing final design, includes a 3,400-foot coastal flood barrier, tide gates to prevent storm-driven backflow, salt marsh restoration, and a new public riverwalk. It is intended to protect a 500-acre floodplain that is home to 5,000 residents and major assets, such as the New England Produce Center, Mass General's Chelsea facility, three schools, and the area's primary grocery store. A federally required benefit-cost analysis found the project would prevent an estimated $3.7 billion in storm-related damages, providing $30 of benefit for every $1 spent on the project. Ben Cares, Director of Housing and Community Development, provided additional context to the committee regarding long-term trends in sea level rise and flood frequency. Our testimony focused on presenting the facts, the extent of the risk, the depth of the planning already completed, and the consequences of the federal withdrawal, Kerr said. We appreciate the committee's attention to the issue and their willingness to understand the implications for both Chelsea and the wider region. Chelsea will continue coordinating with Everett, state agencies, and regional stakeholders as the future of federal resilience funding remains uncertain. ZBA approves Pearl Street Apartment Addition. The Zoning Board of Appeals approved variances and special permits for several projects at its December meeting last week, including the addition of 9 residential units to an existing commercial space at 124 to 126 Pearl Street. In addition, the ZBA held the initial public hearing on a plan to add 9 residential units over an existing garage space at 46 to 48 Library Street. Juan Galago and Ever Zavala of GZ Realty Trust had initially proposed a plan to construct 3 floors above the existing commercial space on Pearl Street to create 12 residential units. However, after hearing concerns from the planning and zoning boards about the number and size of the units, the applicants agreed to reduce the scope of the project by 3 units. Each floor will have 2 one-bedroom units and 1 two-bedroom units. One of the suggestions from the planning board was that the units were too small, so they added the two-bedroom units, said project attorney David Mindlin. They also redrew the plans to include a center entrance and hallway on the ground floor to make it more functional, addressed window placement in consideration of the abutters, provided a roof plan, and after we met with the Historical Commission, paid special attention to the exterior finishes and the materials that were going to be used. The ZBA also approved a plan for 403 to 405 Broadway, allowing the single residential unit on the 3rd floor to be split into 2 units, as well as the expansion of existing restaurant space on the 2nd floor of the building for use as a function room. Project architect David Choi said there were some minor changes to the plans, incorporating feedback from the zoning and planning boards, including a slight increase in the overall size of the proposed one-bedroom unit and an increase in the size of the bedrooms in the proposed two-bedroom unit. In addition, at the request of the planning board, the 2nd floor will have increased storage space. The ZBA also approved a special permit and variance allowing for the construction of a 3rd floor at 5961 Carey Avenue, allowing the creation of 2 new residential units. The board also approved a special permit and variance allowing for the reconstruction of a rear deck and the conversion of the existing residential structure at 271 Washington Ave from a 2-family to a 3-family house. The board opened the public hearing for 4648 Library Street. The project, as proposed, is going to construct 3 levels on top of the existing garage, 3 units on each level, for a total of 9, said project attorney John McKay. The new construction will be attached to the existing 3-family house. It's going to be a tremendous asset to the neighborhood. It's going to be a beautiful project. There is not going to be any increase over the footprint of the property. The footprint will remain the same. The units will be 2- and 3-bedroom units to appeal to families, Mackey said, adding there will be 2 affordable units as part of the project. The proposal was scheduled to be before the planning board for a recommendation at its meeting on Tuesday, December 16th, and back before the ZBA for a potential vote at its first meeting in January. Representative Garcia tapped for Early Education and Care Workforce Council. State Representative Judith Garcia, Democrat from Chelsea, has been appointed by Speaker of the House, Ronald J. Mariano, to serve on the Early Education and Care Workforce Council, a statewide body established to strengthen and stabilize the early education and care workforce in Massachusetts. Representative Garcia's 3-year term begins immediately. The Early Education and Care Workforce Council is charged with developing strategies to recruit, retain, and support early educators, recognizing them as the backbone of the Commonwealth's efforts to ensure that every child has access to high-quality early learning. The Council brings together state officials, educators, workforce experts, and community leaders to address persistent staffing shortages, strengthen professional pathways, and improve compensation and workplace conditions for early childhood educators. I'm proud to appoint Representative Garcia to the Early Education and Care Workforce Council, as her experience serving on the legislature's Joint Committee on Education will allow her to bring a unique and valuable perspective to the important work that the council will do, said House Speaker Ronald J. Mariano, Democrat from Quincy. I'm confident that the council's work will help to ensure that the Commonwealth continues to support the early education and care sector, while also advancing the progress that we've already made towards providing more affordable, high-quality programming for families across Massachusetts. Representative Garcia, a member of the legislature's Joint Committee on Education, called the appointment an extraordinary opportunity to elevate the voices of families, educators, and working parents in communities like Chelsea and Everett. Early educators play a crucial role in supporting children and families, said Representative Garcia. They are caregivers, teachers, mentors, and essential contributors to our local economy. I am grateful to Speaker Mariano for entrusting me with this responsibility, and I look forward to working with the Council to ensure early childhood educators have the stability, respect, and resources they need to do their jobs effectively, benefiting children, families, and our community as a whole. Garcia noted that the early education and care workforce is especially vital in gateway communities, where families rely on accessible and high-quality child care to support employment, education, and economic mobility. The Workforce Council meets regularly to develop recommendations for legislative, regulatory, and budgetary action to strengthen the early education and care workforce pipeline across Massachusetts. Renewal period for Chelsea's residential parking program begins January 5th. The renewal period for Chelsea's residential parking program begins January 5th, 2026 at midnight. The program, which is always operated as a digital system where permits are electronically linked to a vehicle's license plate, will no longer require a permit holder to place a parking sticker on their windshield. Residents can submit their applications for a digital parking permit in person, by mail, or online at chelseama.cmrpay.com and should do so well in advance of February 28, 2026, the day the 2025 permits expire, to avoid being ticketed for parking on city streets. Permits are free between January 5th and February 28. Beginning March 1, the fee for a permit will be $10. Due to the large volume of applications received, online and mailed applications should be submitted by February 24, 2026, to ensure timely review. Chelsea's residential parking program allows residents with a permit to park on a street in their neighborhood and aims to discourage non-residents from taking up those spaces. The decision to eliminate the sticker from the program was approved by the city's Traffic and Parking Commission and City Council in 2025. By eliminating the sticker, the city reduces costs and aims to improve user experience. To apply, you must be a Chelsea resident and provide a valid driver's license, vehicle registration, and a utility bill from the last 60 days. For mail-in applications, residents must include photocopies of these documents. To renew online, please visit chelseama.cmrpay.com. The city encourages residents to apply for their permits online to avoid long wait times in person. How to purchase a 2026 permit online. 1. Please visit the City of Chelsea platform at chelseama.cmrpay.com and select Sign Up or Login near the bottom of the page. Select Sign Up below the Login button and create a new account. Complete the steps and verify your email address. After your new account is created, log in with your newly created credentials. In the Apply for a New Permit tab, use the drop-down arrow under Select a New Permit and select the permit. Then click Start New Permit Application. Enter your information, including vehicle information and permit holder details, then select Review. Verify all information is correct. Select Back if you need to make any changes. Select Add to Cart, and then select Checkout to proceed for checkout. Add your payment information and select Place Order. The address to renew in person or by mail is the Parking Department, 500 Broadway, Room 209, Chelsea, Mass. 02150. To accommodate the high volume of applicants who apply in person, the Parking Department will observe extended hours during the last week of February and the first week of March 2026. For questions about the 2026 renewal process for Chelsea's residential parking program, please contact Chelsea 311 at 617-466-4209 during City Hall business hours. Chelsea joins Mass CEC's no-cost service. The Massachusetts Clean Energy Center, or Mass CEC, has announced the expansion of the Home Modernization Navigator pilot program, a no-cost service that helps residents improve their homes and lower their energy bills. This initiative provides personalized support for energy upgrades, electrification, and efficiency improvements. Following the success of the program's first phase in Springfield and Lowell, the second phase will now expand to three new communities, Chelsea, Framingham, and Lynn. Additionally, the Home Modernization Navigator will expand into Taunton in January. The Home Modernization Navigator pilot program is helping break down barriers that keep too many families from making badly needed upgrades to their homes, saving them money, said Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary Rebecca Tepper. As we grow into more communities, we're ensuring that more people can access savings and the best heating and cooling technology. Mass CEC Interim CEO Dr. Jennifer LeBlond said the Mass CEC is committed to helping every Massachusetts resident modernize their home in ways that are good for their wallet and their health. The Home Modernization Navigator simplifies what can be a complex process, offering one-on-one support so residents can confidently take the next step toward efficient, electrified, and affordable homes, she said. The program provides one-on-one guidance via phone, video calls, and community office hours to help residents identify their goals, access available incentives and financing, and provide technical guidance on the following: appliances and yard equipment, clean electricity, electrical upgrades, energy bill savings, heating and cooling, transportation, and weatherization. The Home Modernization Navigator pilot program prioritizes engagement with renters, rental property owners, low-income households, and residents who speak languages other than English, addressing persistent gaps in participation in clean energy programs, and ensuring equitable access to savings and comfort. This one-stop resource empowers residents to take steps towards reducing energy costs and exploring more sustainable living. Chelsea families, including homeowners, face disproportionately high energy burdens. With energy costs at an all-time high in our region, it's more important than ever for residents to have real opportunities to lower their bills and improve their homes, said Chelsea City Manager Fidel Maltese. Personalized support for our energy upgrades, electrification, and efficiency improvements can make a meaningful difference. The Mass CEC's Home Modernization Navigator program helps make that possible, and we're grateful that our community has been recognized. Change coming to snow parking bans. There will be a change in how the Public Works Department tows cars during snow emergencies once the snow starts to fall in January. Beginning on January 1, only vehicles parked on the even side of each of the emergency arteries during a snow parking ban will be required to move. During even-numbered years, the snow parking ban will only apply to vehicles parked on the even side of the street, and vehicles on the odd side of the street can remain in place, stated City Manager Fidel Maltese. In odd-numbered years, like 2027, the ban will apply to vehicles on the odd side of the street, and vehicles will be permitted to park on the even side. Maltese said the changes came after careful consideration by the Public Works Department and consultation with other communities. Historically, the DPW has issued parking bans for large snowstorms or after consecutive snowstorms, said Maltese. While well-intentioned, the parking bans are called based on weather forecasts that can completely miss the mark. We all recall storms that are forecasted to be large only to get a dusting in Chelsea. The parking bans are enforced with towing that is labor-intensive for the police department and financially impacts residents, Maltese said. We know the change requires big communications push for our residents, said Maltese. Over the next few weeks, our team will work hard to get this message out. We will also remind residents of this change throughout the winter months and ahead of any snow parking bans. Several councillors voiced their support for the change, but said that communication to residents was key in making sure that it is effective. For those people, it would be difficult to move a car in any circumstance that involves a storm, she said.